From Spark and Anvil and Discreet Quest, this is Cubby the Cubby Keeper in Chapter 1 of the Discreet Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cubby was a soft gray pigeon, and the most important thing in her life was a wall. It was the message wall at the Discreet Quest Academy, rows and rows of little open boxes, one for each student, where notes and parcels waited to be picked up. The students called the little boxes cubbies, which is exactly how Cubby got her name. She knew every box by heart. She tucked letters into them with quick, neat pushes of her beak, humming as she worked. One morning, a flustered chipmunk named Tuck came skidding up with his arms full of envelopes. "Cubby, the morning post is a disaster. I've got 13 letters and I don't know whose is whose yet, but they all have to go up on the wall, and the wall only has 12 cubbies free." Cubby didn't even look at the letters. She just smiled. "Then one cubby is going to end up with two," she said. Tuck blinked. "You didn't count them. You didn't even look at the wall." "Didn't need to," Cubby said. 13 letters, 12 cubbies. There's no way to spread 13 things across 12 places without doubling up somewhere. I don't know which cubby gets two, but I know one of them must. I'd bet my breakfast on it. Cubby had felt that strange, sure feeling for as long as she could remember. She had grown up in a great noisy roost above a mail house where her family sorted letters from dawn till dusk. As a chick, she used to worry herself sick trying to see every letter land before she could relax. Then one gray afternoon, her grandmother set her on the railing and said, "Stop watching the letters, little one. Watch the numbers." Her grandmother pointed a wing at the sorting shelves. "Count the slots. Count the letters. If there are even one more letter than slot, then no matter how cleverly anyone sorts, no matter who tries, at least one slot has to hold a double. You don't have to chase it down to know it's there." Cubby remembered the feeling that washed over her. Not excitement, exactly. Something quieter. A kind of steadiness. The world had a rule in it that would always hold, and she could lean on it. She didn't have to see everything to be sure of something. She just had to count. From then on, she stopped chasing letters. She counted slots, and she rested. When Cubby was older, she walked the long road to Discreet Quest because she had heard it was a place that loved sure things. The head of the academy was an old owl with slow, kind eyes. He peered down at the small gray pigeon and asked, in his deep voice, "What is the pigeonhole principle?" Cubby didn't fidget. "It's the surest little rule I know," she said. "If you have more things than places to put them, then at least one place has to hold more than one thing. Put 5 birds in 4 nests, and some nest has 2 birds. Put 13 letters in 12 cubbies, and some cubby has 2 letters. You never have to look to find out that it happens. It just has to." The owl tilted his head. "And if the things and the places are equal?" "Then maybe everyone gets their own," Cubby said. "The rule only bites when there's one too many. One extra is all it takes." She ruffled her feathers. "Pigeons named the principle, you know. We've been overcrowding cubbies since the beginning of time." The owl's eyes crinkled. "You are appointed," he said. Cubby's favorite thing was showing a doubtful student how certain the rule could make them feel. A young hare named Lop once came to her, gloomy. "We've got 7 friends coming to the sleepover," he said, "and only 6 sleeping mats. I keep counting and recounting, hoping I miscounted." "You didn't miscount," Cubby said gently. 7 friends, 6 mats. Somebody is sharing tonight, that's certain. But here's the thing, Lop. She hopped along her wall, tapping cubbies. "Certain isn't the same as bad. You don't know yet who will share. You get to decide that part. The rule only promised you a double. It didn't say it had to be a problem." Lop thought about it. "So 2 of my friends are definitely going to be squished together on one mat." "Definitely," Cubby agreed. And the two squished friends are probably going to whisper and giggle half the night and have the best time of anyone. She nudged him with a wing. More things than places isn't always a disaster. Sometimes it's just how you end up sitting close to someone. Lop went home a great deal less gloomy.
Later, when the academy had gone quiet and the last letters were tucked away, Cubby sat on her railing and looked at her wall of cubbies in the dim light. Tuck wandered back through, the morning's chaos long over. "I found it, by the way," he said. "The doubled cubby? Number 5 had 2 letters, just like you said. How does it not drive you crazy, knowing something's true, but not knowing exactly where?" Cubby was quiet for a moment. "It used to," she admitted. "When I was small, I thought I had to see everything, hold everything, check everything, or I couldn't be calm. But the wall taught me different. There are some things you can be sure of just by counting. And being sure of one true thing, even a small one, is enough to let you breathe." She looked out at the dark rows of boxes, each one holding somebody's letters, somebody's news, somebody waiting to be remembered. And as Tuck said goodnight and the wall settled into shadow, Cubby felt the old steadiness come over her again. That soft, certain warmth that had nothing to do with letters or cubbies at all. It was just the quiet comfort of knowing that in a full enough room, nobody ever truly ends up alone. Somebody is always, always sharing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cubby the Cubby Keeper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.